know it's time to leave. She'll be in my dreams tonight.
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 Just a kiss on your lips in the moonlight. Just a touch of the fire burning so bright. No, I don't wanna mess this thing up. I don't wanna push too far. Just a shot in the dark that you just might be the one I've been waiting for my whole life.
So baby, I'm alright. Oh, oh,
let's do this right.
Just a kiss goodnight.
With a kiss goodnight.
Music, familiar local voices, news, and information. It's all here. You found Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Donald Trump preparing to speak to reporters shortly. His campaign continuing to deal with fallout from a Sunday rally at Madison Square Garden at which a warm-up comedian called Puerto Rico a floating pile of garbage. Trump talking to ABC's Rachel Scott this morning.
The former president told me that he did not know who that comedian was, that he did not see or hear any of the comments that he made. But again, this is a speaker that was invited to address supporters by the Trump campaign.
Trump claims not to have heard the jokes told at that rally. Trump will today visit Allentown, Pennsylvania, a city with a sizable Puerto Rican population. Vice President Harris will appear at the Ellipse in Washington, presenting what her campaign says is the closing argument to her campaign. That's the same spot where Donald Trump told his supporters to go to the Capitol on January 6th. Trump ally Steve Bannon has been released from prison, having served his four-month sentence for defying a subpoena in the January 6th congressional investigation. This is ABC News. A Houston judge now ordering a mental health evaluation for a man accused of trying to set two homes on fire. ABC's Jim Ryan has the story.
A lit cigarette in his mouth, a samurai-style sword in his hand, Phi De Din Nguyen is seen pouring liquid from a gas can onto two homes, including Jackie Gray's.
I'm trying to put the fire out and call 911.
The 46-year-old was arrested and charged with arson and assault. Judge Danny Lacayo set his bond at $200,000, warning that
if you violate your bond conditions, just one of them, I will never give you another bond.
He actually came to kill me. I mean, it was attempted murder.
Jim Ryan, ABC News.
JPMorgan Chase is going after some of the people who jumped on a viral trend over the summer and tried to get free money by taking advantage of a glitch. It allowed people to withdraw cash against bogus checks, and now Chase is suing four customers who managed to get away with a combined $662,000. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Macy's Friends and Family is going on right now, and it's the best time to shop for all the gatherings and gifting ahead. Use your coupon or Macy's card and take an extra 30% off the latest trends, new arrivals, and the best brands like Karl Lagerfeld Paris, Steve Madden, Hotel Collection, and more. And get 15% off beauty, too. Plus, get free shipping with any $25 purchase today at Macy's. Savings off regular and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Let's bring the nail gun over here.
Jose stands tall atop his sustainable flooring company.
Totally. It's renewable and moisture resistant, but we have several green options too. Or we got some beautiful reclaimed oak.
Floored by his success, he needs to hire more installers.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Put our matching platform to work so you can spend less time searching and more time connecting with talented candidates. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Allen. There's been a nearly 40% increase in early in-person absentee voting in Wisconsin over 2020 since both political parties are encouraging people to vote early. That's going to mean a lot of absentee ballots, and local election officials are prohibited from starting to count them until the morning of Election Day. Republican vice presidential candidate J.D. Vance brought policy comments to a stop in Wausau Monday. Vance attacked Vice President Kamala Harris on energy policies and inflation, saying a Trump administration would allow more oil drilling and require that newly built homes go to American families. And advances for Amtrak service in Wisconsin. The first 5 months of the passenger railroad's new Borealis line saw over 100,000 passengers riding the 13-stop route between St. Paul and Chicago, or an average of 650 riders per day. Borealis makes 8 stops in Wisconsin, including 2 in Milwaukee.
There's something about a plate of warm cookies that sends you back in time. Relive your childhood memories with this year's We Energies Cookie Book. Pick up your copy and start creating new memories. Go to weenergies.com to find a distribution event near you. Thank you for making us a part of your family traditions. From all of us at We Energies, we offer you warm wishes for a bright holiday season. This message was paid for by the stockholders of WEC Energy Group.
Christmas, when we were growing up, was different. It was about being hunkered down in your hometown and hearing the same stories Dad always told about Christmases past. While I like those traditions, I wanted something easier. This year, we're all meeting in Alexandria, Minnesota. The kids, their kids, card games, hot chocolate, all the outdoor fun, and oh, we'll still tell stories, but we'll also be making new stories, too.
Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Partly to mostly cloudy today, our high right around 81 this afternoon. The wind out of the south gusting to between 30 and 35. Tonight, 67. Tomorrow, scattered showers and thunder showers. Windy, cooler. Falling temperatures will drop into the mid-60s by late afternoon. If you are looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play, it is easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. Check out Worthington. It is worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
Thank you, Sean. On the way, we're going to talk with Jackie Booth with Wisconsin Farmers Union, their brand new building in Chippewa Falls. We're going to find out a little bit more about that. That's next. First, here's Clint Black. Good morning.
Blue Kentucky Highway, heading for the line. She hadn't said a word all night, but the wheels are turning in her mind. Now I was riding shotgun, and I knew things had gone right. She dropped me off at the side of the road, and she let that gravel fly. Now I'm walking in the moonlight, seeing nothing but the taillights. And that's a pair of taillights I may never see again. She hit me with her left and right, showing me nothing but the taillights. And that's about as lonely as a highway has ever been. Back here with my thumb out in the wind. Was it something that I did to her, or the things I never said? I wonder if the way we were was only in my head. Now if I even make it back to town before the sun comes up, I'm gonna hit every parking spot around till I find that pickup truck. Now I'm talking in the moonlight, seeing nothing but the taillights. And that's a pair of taillights I may never see again. She hit me with her left and right, showing me nothing but the taillights. And that's about as lonely as a highway has ever been. Back here with my thumb out in the wind. Well, I'll bet right now she's laughing at how she brought me to my knees. But she won't be laughing half as loud when she gives me back my keys. She'll be walking in the moonlight, seeing nothing but the taillights. That's a pair of taillights she won't ever see again. Hit me with the left and right, and with nothing but the taillights. I know that's about as lonely as the highway's ever been. Back here with my thumb out in the wind.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. I'm Brian Winnekins, and joining us this morning, Jackie Boos. She is the Facilities Director of Market on the River. That's the brand new Wisconsin Farmers Union headquarters, but it's actually a lot more than that. And I had a chance to see the building 2 years ago when Farmers Union first bought it. And I got to walk around and look. I found nails from shoes and things like that. And boy, has it changed here. I had a chance to talk with Jackie here this last Friday when Farmers Union was doing an event, and thought, wow, we got to get an update on the building. And Jackie, it's pretty incredible.
Thank you. I'm so happy that we're finally here. We started construction last November, early part of that time period. And it's just been this labor of love for our organization to kind of see what our next chapter will look like as our state headquarters, but then also this destination that we're creating for downtown Chippewa Falls and also the Greater Valley as well.
And so now for the Farmers Union, now they've moved the headquarters here, and for them, I've talked to a couple of Farmers Union folks. They're like, we're not at Grandma's house anymore. Right. It's six to a bedroom. Hey, we actually have our own room now.
The space we don't know what to do with right now. The great thing about the structure that we have on the second floor is that we still have room for growth as well. So we've been seeing some amazing programs and new individuals joining our team, especially in my time in the last 19 months with the organization. And so this does give us that flexibility to still grow even further. So we take up about 45% of the second floor for our state headquarters, but now we're gaining event space that we can use all year round. We, of course, have Camp Kenwood out on Lake Wissota, but that's winterized, and so we don't have those meeting opportunities. So having this additional space plus the meeting space on the second floor has really made our team sit back and go, now what else can we do, and how can we advance what we've already been doing so great, but now how can we invite the masses to be part of our mission and what we're doing on a daily basis?
Talking with Jackie Boos, she's Facilities Director of Market on the River. It's the new Wisconsin Farmers Union's state headquarters, and it is right on the river. And for those that aren't familiar, my girlfriend Rhonda knows a little bit about this building, but yes, She's from Chippewa. Sure. So for those not familiar, give us a background. I know it made shoes.
Yeah, absolutely. So it actually started in the early 1900s, 1906, by the Wilson family. And they were the owners of the General Mercantile. So this was the location that people came to buy anything and everything. And as those that are familiar with downtown Chippewa Falls, that's where our heartbeat started, was the water. So we had logging, we had fur trade, we had the train depot right across the way from us. So this really was the go-to point for Chippewa Falls. And of course, through the years, different chapters came in. So Mason actually, as you had mentioned, did their boot creation on the second floor, which was a really fun thing as we were doing the renovation, finding as many needles on the ground from the sewing machines, and just seeing that past. And oil still in the beautiful woodworking, or the wood floor, excuse me, on the second floor, you can see where those chapters were. It sat vacant for a while, but Mason maintained it for quite some time and used it as storage as they kind of built up in the industrial park area in Chippewa Falls. And then Kafushman's, more recent owners that the organization purchased the building from, Machine Tool Camp. So they actually lived on site, and they had their operations on the first floor as a CNC machine company, but really put a lot of love into this building, and we can see it even now with our touches on it too.
So now on the first floor, that's something that's going to be open to the general public, and it's going to be quite unique. Tell us about that.
Yeah, absolutely. So it really is a food hub and shopping experience of sorts. So it is an open feel concept. So we have leasers that come in and they rent square footage from us, but it's a very it's designed very much so to be fully open. So when the guest comes in, either door, there's a point of view everywhere. So we wanted to be very mindful of where walls were going, where the monumental stairwell was going, how that would look. And so these individual businesses run on their own hours. We collectively will work towards a community hour. So a guest comes in, they have an experience. But this ranges from coffee shop to a burger joint to Vietnamese pizza, and it just keeps rolling. And so our leases are set up to actually assist these small businesses with low overhead. They're again coming in, renting the space out, owning their own menus, their own hours, but collectively as a community, they are WFU members. They're buying 15% minimum from local farmers. what we've already seen in our very early stages is that it's naturally happening where people are purchasing from each other. They're doing collective purchase together, saving themselves money as well. And then again, being able to do that storytelling of where the eggs are coming from, where the beef is coming from. That's all part of what is mission driven within our organization, to make sure that we're practicing what we preach on that first floor, is that you're buying local, you're supporting our small and medium sized rural farmers, and letting people know where their food actually comes from.
Talking with Jackie Boost this morning, Facilities Director of Market on the River. It's the new Wisconsin Farmers Union's state headquarters here in Chippewa Falls. And now, not only do you have that, but then on the third floor, you're actually going to be renting that out for apartments?
Yeah, so we actually have 9 units total on the third floor, one of which is already designated as a short-term rental. It's a beautiful 2,300 square foot overlooking the river dwelling. And then we created 8 more that have very high amenity and different offerings throughout each of those units. So it's not cookie cutter. They're all very unique and different based on the structure of the building. As you can see, there's pillars everywhere. We had to build around those pillars to create living space. So beautiful courts, the natural wood from the original build, beautiful open family room and dining experiences. Some of those, of course, overlooking our beautiful riverfronts, but having a lot of natural light throughout the structures as well. So we're bringing a different opportunity to downtown Chippewa that gives a different amenity and a different might pursue a different type of lifestyle downtown, which is fantastic because we didn't really have a lot of that. So we're also bringing that into this area, and we're excited about the inquiries that we're seeing. People from Chicago that want to move up, or people that are becoming empty nesters and they want to downsize and have a really unique living experience, and they'll find that here at Market on River.
What were the challenges in redoing this building? Because, again, 1900s, and then all of the different things that went on, were there some challenges that you faced in redoing this building?
Honestly, we were very lucky. A lot of people that came through the building originally, even before construction, said this is a clean, sturdy building, and it sure is. A couple of things that we ran into: subfloor. So there was a fire at some point in this building, and they did a rebuild, and we found subflooring when we were doing our new plumbing and things like that. So some unexpected items, of course, kind of came to surface, no pun intended, but kind of came to surface on that. But honestly, we had a great support system, and anything that we kind of felt that we needed the city support on, or if there was any state assistance that we could look at as far as grants or other items like that, we really were able to kind of do that capital stack really well with our partnerships to help us get to where we needed to be for this. And so ended on budget, which is fantastic, kind of unheard of during times like this, but got very creative on other ways to look for funding. If it was a grant, we have a wonderful partnership with Royal Credit Union, who is our commercial lender, but they also have a foundation. So the beautiful meeting space that you saw, we were able to get tables and chairs and all of the state-of-the-art AV, areas that we didn't originally have in our general contract. So we were able to work on our community partnerships to make sure that when the keys were handed over to us, we kind of thought of everything and everything was taken care of.
Now, my girlfriend Rhonda, she remembers this building growing up as a kid, but she, growing up here in Chippewa, but she also says it's because a lot of buildings in downtown potentially are haunted. There's an adult, a bar next door that is haunted. Okay, is this building haunted?
I think that's up for the user when they come in. I think 100-plus-year-old buildings have a lot of energy from the years past, and some unique things, of course. But if it is, I think that they're pleased with what we've done.
At least you hope so, right?
We hope so, absolutely. And I think that, again, when you look at the history of what Chippewa Falls does, we repurposed a building that in other communities might have just been taken down. We're able to say, this is our next chapter of this beautiful building and what we can bring into the next future and decades beyond us as well, that we put our stamp on it as Wisconsin Farmers Union. And to kind of see those chapters unfold is going to be fun.
I guess I'll stay on that note. Okay, so you found the needles. Mm-hmm. You found some of the oil.
Yep.
Did you find anything else from other, like from the mercantile or when it was the machine shop? Did you find anything left behind? And
is Farmers Union leaving something behind for the next person? You know, Michigan J Frog, if for those of you who are Looney Tune fans, I mean, you're going to do something like that?
I think that we have already put a couple of time stamps on this building, which is fantastic. We have found glassware that is actually decorated on the first floor. A couple of really fun notes, too, staying on the historical aspect of it. The freight elevator, of course, we weren't able to save, so that was decommissioned. The wood that you see behind us in our state headquarters, that's the wood from the freight elevator, that really cool chevron pattern. The freight door is repurposed and placed on a wall downstairs. The original safe is still intact and on the first floor as well. The scale we were able to actually pull open, and I think I removed about 180 pounds of debris, so about 100 years of debris left in there. And of course I thumbed through to see if there were any coins that might have fallen through over the years. Unfortunately, I didn't find anything there. But again, it's so fun to see such a clean, sound building be brought into a whole nother vibe. And I think people will really be taken aback when they come in these doors and say, wow, they did this and the Wisconsin Farmers Union did this.
Well, I bet you there'll be something that they're going to find 100 years from now going, oh, this Market on the River, what was this all about? That's right. That's Jackie Boos, Facilities Director here at Market on the River in Chippewa Falls. Finally, Jackie, before we let you go as well, when I was here, it was for one of the events, but you are going to be having some type of a opening for the general public, like a soft open or something like that here coming up?
You got it. We're looking at the middle of November. We actually partnered with Inga from Around the Farm Table. We've got our first market where we're welcoming over 30 vendors to be set up on our second floor, kind of a holiday market of sorts. That will be really our first hello to the public. Of course, our restaurants are slowly opening on their own, and we're supporting them and marketing that. But we're looking at a soft open for us as a general building the middle of November, and then we'll go through that whole swanky thing of a ribbon cut and all that fun stuff in the beginning part of December, just to kind of keep the fun and excitement going during those what some people deem as cold, long months. We'll keep some fun going with some events and things here as well.
Jackie Boos, Facilities Director at Market on the River. You're listening to WRDN.
Looking for outdoor power equipment for your lawn and garden projects? Anibis Silo is your home for Husqvarna and Toro lawn and garden equipment. Anibis Silo has the right equipment solution for you to tackle any job. Need a piece of equipment repaired? Anibis Silo also now has small engine service and repair. The service staff can repair all makes and models of lawn and garden equipment. Visit Anibis Silo, Highway 25, Durand, for your lawn and garden equipment needs.
Liberal politician Kamala Harris wants to take your guns. She says it herself.
We have to have a buyback program, and I support a mandatory buyback program.
Mandatory buybacks? That's Washington speak for taking away your guns. More from Kamala.
Just because you legally possess a gun in your locked home doesn't mean that we're not going to walk into that home and check to see if you're being responsible.
Take Kamala at her word. Democrats will ban guns and take them from your home. And here in Wisconsin, congressional candidate Rebecca Cook is following in Kamala's footsteps. Rebecca Cook called for a ban on the most commonly owned rifle in the U.S. She even earned an F from the NRA. As a political operative, Cook spent the last decade working for defund the police Democrats. She'd defund police and take your guns. It's radical and it's dangerous. Liberal Rebecca Cook. She won't protect you. She won't let you protect your family.
I'm Derek Van Orden, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message. Paid for by Van Orden for Congress.
Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative knows safety is the backbone of reliability. From the ongoing training of our line workers to classroom safety programs for our kids, our commitment to electrical safety has always been job one. So we can deliver reliable energy and peace of mind. That's why safety runs through everything we do.
Dunn Energy is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Tammy Baldwin's record is radical and dangerous. Baldwin voted to let boys compete in girls' sports, and she co-sponsored a bill to force women to share locker rooms with biological men. Tammy Baldwin also has a secret. She spends her time in D.C. and New York, where her girlfriend is a high-end Wall Street advisor, but Baldwin refuses to disclose their assets. The press says her actions raise serious ethical questions. While Tammy looks out for herself, she's left our southern border wide open, leading to deadly fentanyl and criminals across Wisconsin. And under Baldwin, inflation has soared, costing us thousands of dollars per year. 25 years of career politician Tammy Baldwin is enough. She's too liberal and too extreme. The better choice is Eric Hovde, endorsed by President Trump. Eric Hovde for U.S. Senate. Fix Washington PAC paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. FixWashingtonPAC.org.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
My line, a couple beautiful girls tell me goodbye. Trucks break down, dogs run off, politicians lie, been fired by the boss. It takes one hand to count the things I can count on. No, there ain't much man that ain't ever let me down. Seems to torn this boy apart. Like a neon dream, it just don't know me. The bars in this guitar. And long neck ice cold beer never broke my heart. She was a Carolina blue jean baby, fire in her eyes that drove me crazy. It was red tail lights when she left town. If I didn't know then, I sure know now. But long neck ice cold beer never broke my heart. Like diamond rings and football teams have torn this boy apart. Like a neon dream, it just don't know me. The bars in this guitar. And long long neck ice cold beer never broke my heart. Like diamond rings and football teams have torn this boy apart. Like a neon dream, it just don't know me. The bars in this guitar. And long neck ice cold beer never broke my heart. No, it never broke.
Your face, I knew we'd meet again another time, another place. Can't believe it's been so many years. You better grab a chair and a couple of beers. Looking good in your three-piece suit. You know I always knew you'd take the business route. You were always the one to follow the light. And you look like you're doing alright, yeah. Been singing for my rent and singing for my supper. I'm above the below and below the upper. I'm stuck in the middle where money gets tight. But I guess I'm doing alright. It's a beautiful day, not a cloud in sight, so I guess I'm doing all right. Oh, 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 I'm all right. I got a good old friend here with me tonight, and I guess I'm doing all right. Well, we had a lot of dreams when we were younger. They thought we were crazy, but we had the hunger. We kept a lot of friends, skipped a lot of class, been on top of the world and knocked on our. We lost touch, we lost in love, we lost our minds when things got tough. But beating time is a losing fight, and I guess I'm doing alright. Oh, I'm all right. It's a beautiful day, not a cloud in to see this evening, and God only knows when I'll see you again. Just send a fax or send me a letter or give me a call, that would even be better. Give the kids a kiss for me and say hello to the family, and tell them all my future's looking bright. Well, I miss them, but I'm doing all right. I said I miss them, but I'm doing all right. I guess I'm doing all right.
Nonprofit event you'd like to mention? Email the information 2 weeks in advance to wrdn1430@gmail.com.
Somebody pour me a drink, somebody pour me a smoke. I'm about to get on a buzz, I'm about to get on a roll. Yeah, I've been breaking my back, just keeping up with the Joneses. Y'all know what I mean, yeah, y'all know how it goes. When it's up on a Friday and I'm paid, slide one over my way. I can't even think when I can hear one calling my name. Somebody pour me a drink, somebody pour me a smoke. I'm about to get on a bus, I'm about to get on a roll. Yeah, I've been breaking my back, just keeping up with the Joneses. Y'all know what I mean, yeah, y'all know how it goes. When it's up on a Friday and I'm paid, sliding over my way, I can't even think when I can hear one calling my name.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Post Malone, Blake Shelton, Pour Me a Drink at 9:35. I'm Brian Winnikins. This reminder, the Plum City School District's middle school, high school fall concert is tonight. And that'll be getting underway at 6:30 at the Plum City Middle School and High School. Again, Plum City's middle school, high school fall concert coming up tonight, starting at 6:30 at Plum City Schools. Let's run down today in history for this October 29th, 1952, Dial M for Murder
opened up on Broadway. 1964, the Star of India and other valuable jewels were stolen from the American Museum of Natural History in New York. Oops! They were recovered 3 months later. Also, 1995, the price of the New York subway increased from a dollar to $1.25. How dare they, right? 1998, I think this is pretty cool. I know it was nothing more than a shameless PR stunt, but I think it's still pretty cool. 1998, 77-year-old Senator John Glenn blasted off back into space aboard Space Shuttle Discovery, 36 years after he had blazed the trail for American astronauts. Godspeed, John Glenn. That's pretty cool. It's like a real-life space cowboys. Also in 2011, a rare and powerful October snowstorm hit the Northeast, downing power lines and snapping tree limbs. The storm forced governors in several states to declare a state of emergency. 1 year later, Hurricane Sandy leaves death and destruction in the Northeast, including New York and New Jersey. In 2015, astronaut Scott Kelly officially set the record for the longest space mission by an American of 215 days. Now, he started his mission in the International Space Station back in March and would end up spending 342 days orbiting the Earth. I mean, you know, I could handle doing something like, you know, going up. I mean, I would. I'd take a ride on the shuttle or anything. I would. But 342 days on the International Space Station, boy, I tell you what. Probably after about 2 or 3 days, it's like, okay, let's go. Time to go home. I'm bored. Just saying. And that's what happened on this date in history. Coming up, we'll have a check of our opening markets. They just opened up a little bit ago for the regular trading day. Market update being brought to you in part by BioVet and Anubis Silo.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anubis Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
Milk markets are mostly higher with this WRDN market update. I'm Brian Winnekins. At the Mercantile Exchange, November milk up 9 to 2022, December down 6 to 2004, January up 1 to 1993, February milk up 3 at 1984. Meanwhile, in the cattle markets, live cattle and feeder cattle markets are mostly mixed. Now, there is some buying interest in the markets for the day today, but the markets are also hitting some of the resistance levels in some contracts, which is leading to a bit of a sell-off. Hog markets sell mostly higher. Strong consumer demand continues to support the hogs. October live cattle up 5 cents now to 190.22. October feeder cattle up 2 cents to 250.10. December hogs up $1.27 to 81.90. Meanwhile, at the Chicago Board of Trade, corn, soybeans, and wheat are all moving mostly higher today. Now, crude oil has stabilized, but that is also lightly supportive. South American weather forecasts are also looking favorable over the next 2 weeks for Brazil. That's more negative, but the U.S. weather forecast is also looking wet for the U.S. corn and bean belt as well. And that is also providing some pressure. But again, markets still moving mostly higher. Wheat market really leading the complex higher due to those lower wheat conditions. December corn up 3.25 to 414. November beans up 2.5 to 976.5. December wheat up 10.5.
No one should have to navigate herd health alone. Luckily, you don't have to. A successful operation requires teamwork. Visit bio-vet.com and let us help identify key challenges and offer expert solutions unique to your situation. We evaluate your full herd health plan and make economical recommendations to your operation. Learn more about our team and products for herd health at bio-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
The Dairy Dairy Farm families of AMPI are proud to share their award-winning butter and cheese with you. Find the Dinner Bell Creamery brand in your favorite store and bring home the taste of farm-fresh goodness. Farmer-owned and co-op crafted, our commitment runs deep to care for our land, animals, cooperative, and communities. The result is award-winning butter and cheese, where the heart of the Midwest shines through in every flavorful bite. Find us online at dinnerbellcreamery.coop or follow along on Facebook and Instagram. Dinner Bell Creamery, co-op crafted by farmers, made for families.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Partly to mostly cloudy today, our high right around 81 this afternoon. The wind out of the south gusting to between 30 and 35. Tonight, 67. Tomorrow, scattered showers and thunder showers. Windy, cooler. Falling temperatures will drop into the mid-60s by late afternoon. If you are looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play, it is easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. Check out Worthington. It is worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Somebody truck in a farmer's field, a no trespass sign, and time to kill. Nobody's gonna get hurt, so what's the big deal? Somebody truck in a farmer's field, and somebody beer sitting on ice after a long hard day makes it taste just right. On that drop tailgate on a summer night, there's something about beer sitting on ice. There's something about a girl in a red sundress with an ice cold beer pressed against her lips. And that farmer's field will make a boy miss. There's something about a girl in a red sundress. And there's something about a kiss that's gonna lead to more on that drop tailgate back behind the corn. The most natural thing you ever felt before. There's something about a kiss that's gonna lead to more. And there's something about a truck in a field and a girl in a red sundress with an ice cold beer to her lips, begging for another kiss. And there's something about you and me and the birds and the bees, and Lord have mercy, it's a beautiful thing. Ain't nothing about it, love. There's something about a truck. There's something about a creek around 2 a.m. After a few of those beers, you wanna dive on in. You don't need no clothes, about a creek around 2 a.m. And there's something about a truck in a field and a girl in a red sundress with an ice cold beer to her lips, begging for another kiss. And there's something about you and me and the birds and the bees, and Lord have mercy, it's a beautiful thing. Ain't
And those big blue eyes are too hard to resist. I'm not that kind of man. Oh, usually I'm strong, but it's getting hard to tell between what's right and what is wrong. What you bad, I can't help myself.
Someone you know about us. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
I don't call me much, but she loves this place, and I gotta find her. I don't smoke, but she does when she drinks, so I got a lighter. I like whiskey, she likes tequila, so I take one of both. Just in case she walks in, I'll be good to go. She only dances to cowboy songs, loves to get lost in the moment. She comes alive when the neon's on. Don't wanna leave till it's closing, so I got a 20 on the jukebox to keep it playing. Anything that sounds like wailing, the ride is where I'll be staying all night long. Cause she only dances to cowboy songs. She only dances to cowboy songs. Yeah, she makes love like an Amarillo rain. Just something about her. One night with her would make anyone think can't live without it. If she rolls through three chords, then the truth might give me every chance. Yeah, steel guitar, steal her heart if anything can. She only dances to cowboy songs, loves to get lost in the moment. She comes alive when the neon's on. Don't wanna leave till it's closing, so I got a 20 on the jukebox to keep it playing. I gotta find her.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. George Burge and Cowboy Songs 951. And be listening for news and issues affecting rural America and the farm markets too with AgriTalk. That's this afternoon with Chip Flory. 1 till 3 here on WRDN. If you're traveling for Halloween, of course, that's coming up on Thursday. If you're going to Hollywood, you have to follow the local laws in Hollywood. Hollywood police are reminding the public of a law that carries stiff penalties for violators. Signs are posted up and down Hollywood Boulevard, the Sunset Strip, and other parts of the area that say silly string is prohibited
on October 31st and November 1st, all day, both those days. The product can cause thousands of dollars in property damage to businesses, cars, and the Hollywood Walk of Fame stars. I didn't know that. Mm. Anyone caught using silly string during those prime Halloween hours faces a not-so-silly penalty. Get this, 6 months in jail and a $1,000 fine. You pull a trick down there spraying silly string, you ain't receiving any treats, that's for sure.
Shaw's Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shaw's customers have come to know and trust. Shaw's offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shaw's is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shaw's Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shaw's Gas, downtown Durand.
It's a couple hours before the football game. The only question is, what are you bringing to the tailgate? Classic beef cheeseburgers, steak fajitas, or maybe that beefy seven-layer dip everyone raves about? No matter what you bring, if it's beef, you're going to be the MVP. Together, we bring more. Rev up your crowd at beefitswhatsfordinner.com. Funded by Beef Farmers and Ranchers.
I'm Terry Schoonover, candidate for Assembly in District 29, which runs along the Mississippi River from Trempealeau in the south to Prescott in the north and over to Blair in the east. For 20 years, I worked in emergency management. I learned you can't do it by yourself. You have to listen. You have to work with all the agencies that have a piece of the action. You have to respect each other. I want to take that experience to Madison. Help break the gridlock. Get people working together. Get stuff done. I'd appreciate your vote for Assembly on November 5th. Paid for by Schoonover for 8029. Bill Brueger, Treasurer.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. This time of year is decision time for a lot of people, but it's also when you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For many families, joining MediShare means saving about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people, obviously. But what's more, MediShare members like it a lot. Their satisfaction rate is 98%. Imagine that. And MediShare is a proven thing, too, for over 30 years. It's a Christian community of hundreds of thousands of people now. And here's the thing. If you join before October 30th and you mention the promo code SHARE, they'll waive your application fee. So you save even more right off the bat. I'll give you the number here in a second, but just call and you'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is October 30th. So call now. You'll save even more. Here's the number. 866-89-BIBLE. That's 866-89-BIBLE. 866-89-BIBLE.
Eric Hovde's been caught lying again. Caught lying about Tammy Baldwin 20 times in his ads. The latest, quote, Hovde falsely claimed that Tammy Baldwin supports sex change surgery on minors. The truth? Tammy Baldwin doesn't support that, and there's no sex change surgeries on minors anywhere in Wisconsin. None. Hovde also lied about Baldwin, quote, giving our money to a transgender clinic. That's been found false 3 different times. The Journal Sentinel says the truth is Baldwin supported mental health funding for a homeless youth shelter. That's right. Hovde's attacking a place for homeless kids. We all know what Eric Hovde is doing. He's trying to scare you. But they are all lies. Wisconsin is better than this. We're not going to let some billionaire California banker lie his way into the United States Senate.
I'm Tammy Baldwin, running for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I don't want to spend another lonely night. Ooh.
I've got the lights turned up, the doors locked. Bedroom TV's on. Doing the only thing that gets me through the night since you've been gone. Praying for daylight, waiting for that morning sun, so I can act like my whole life ain't going wrong. Swear I'll make it right.
lonely night, praying for daylight,
praying for daylight.
I made a bad miscalculation, betting you would never leave. Cause if you're getting on with your new life, then where does that leave me? As I love you,
you know I love you,
and that you must be lying somewhere looking up to heaven too. Praying for daylight, waiting for that morning sun. Don't make me spend another lonely night. Praying for daylight, waiting for that morning sun. So I can act like my whole life ain't going wrong. Baby, come back to me, I swear I'll make it right. Don't make me spend another lonely night.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN, Rascal Flatts and Praying for Daylight, 9:58. I'm Brian Winnekins. Thank you to Duran Mayer of Patrick Milliron for joining us, along with Jackie Boos from Wisconsin Farmers Union for joining us this morning. If you missed either one of those interviews, they are now available on our podcast page at realcountry1430.com. Just go to the podcast tab and you can check those podcasts out. Gonna have some wild weather this week, going from 80s to 40s in northern Wisconsin. Just saw the possible snow outlook for Thursday up at our Land and Winter. 2 inches of snow expected on Thursday, even though it's in the 70s there today. Wow. So enjoy the 80 degree weather today, I guess. But with the colder weather coming along, this is also something you should enjoy. Oatmeal. It's National Oatmeal Day today. Ah, warm bowl of oatmeal starts the day off right. And